Start with thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for happiness, true happiness. And you start with goodwill for yourself, realizing that true happiness has to come from within. It comes from understanding what ways of looking for happiness are skillful so that happiness lasts. Because it does come from within, developing your inner qualities. It doesn't take anything away from anyone else. So wishing for your happiness is not a selfish thing. Because how is happiness found? It's found by lots of different ways, but if it's going to be genuine, there are three things that are foremost. One is generosity, willingness to share. Second is virtue. You avoid harmful activities like killing, stealing, illicit sex, lying, taking intoxicants. And from developing the mind, like we're doing right now, keeping goodwill in mind. You learn to stay with that thought of goodwill, and you try to maintain it. Those three qualities, mindfulness, alertness, what the Buddha calls ardency, when you try to do this well. Those are skills you need for any activity. And mindfulness, meditation, concentration meditation, it's a good way of developing these qualities. When you've thought goodwill for yourself, then spread thoughts of goodwill to others. Realizing that if they're going to find true happiness, they're going to have to be skillful in their actions. There may be a lot of people out there you don't like and people you think have been behaving in unskillful ways. But you can have goodwill for them with the thought if they have been misbehaving, may they see the error of their ways and be willing and able to act in skillful ways. And that's a thought you can have for anyone. As for people you like, people you think are behaving well, acting well, it's easier. Sometimes you want to start with people like that, people who are close to your heart, your family, your very close friends, and then from there spread the thoughts out in ever-widening circles. Until you can encompass all living beings in all directions. You're doing this for them, but also for yourself. Because if you can have ill will for anyone, wishing to see somebody suffer, you're probably going to behave in unskillful ways around that person. Then that becomes a mark against you, a scar on your happiness. So try to have goodwill for all. And then to develop your mental qualities of mindfulness, alertness, ardency even further. You can focus on your breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body, because breath is not just the air that comes in and out of the nose. It's the flow of energy that allows the lungs to expand and contract. And that energy is not just around the lungs, it's in all parts of the body. In some places it's more obvious than others. So focus where it's obvious. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it more shallow, shorter, heavier, lighter, deeper. Try all kinds of different ways of breathing to see what feels best for the body right now. Because if you're going to develop in concentration, getting your mind in good shape around one object, you have to find an object that you find pleasant and interesting. And the movement of the breath energy through the body is something that we in the West don't study all that much. In the East, they have lots of studies of it, going back thousands of years, how the breath moves through the nerves, how it moves through the blood vessels, all over the body, out to the pores of the skin, even around the body. So notice what you do feel. Try to make it comfortable. Energizing if you're feeling tired. Relaxing if you're feeling tense. Soothing if you've been feeling frazzled. Take an interest in this breath energy in the body. It's a potential that we all have. But it's a potential that most of us don't use very much. We just breathe in and out to keep alive, and that's about it. But you can adjust the way you breathe. And then think of the, when it gets comfortable, think of that comfortable energy spreading throughout the whole body. Down the back, out the legs, down the shoulders, out the arms, all around inside the head, all around inside the torso and the chest. Give the mind a good, solid foundation to stay. Now you're doing this for yourself and for others. We've met tonight because we want to make merit for Dan. Passed away 3 days ago. And he's still in our hearts. And one of the ways you can do that, according to the way the Buddha taught, was that you do good in various ways. And then you dedicate that goodness to him. Because even though we can't contact one another physically anymore, there's still the current of the mind. You may have noticed this. You're in a room with a group of people, and someone else walks in, and all of a sudden the energy in the room changes. That person hasn't done anything yet, but the energy has changed. It's a current that comes out of the mind. Some people's currents are kind of weak, other people's are strong. And you can make the current stronger by getting the mind focused. And we put the mind in good shape, dedicated to Dan. And if Dan has any way of knowing that we've done this, then he approves. He's happy that we're doing things for him. Then that becomes his merit, that becomes his happiness. Because the nature of true happiness is something that doesn't have boundaries. The happiness that comes from material gain or status, praise from other people, sensual pleasures, that has a pretty narrow range. You may gain some and you can share it with a few friends, but it's pretty narrow. And a lot of times when you gain, other people lose, or they gain, you lose. Which is why that kind of search for happiness creates a lot of divisions in the world. Has clear boundaries. And those boundaries become harder and harder to cross over. Whereas if you look for happiness in ways that are more skillful, like being generous, being virtuous, training the mind in meditation, you benefit and the people around you benefit too. When you're generous, the other people benefit from the things you give them. And your mind becomes a more spacious mind, willing to think of the needs of other people. It's not just a narrow, confining place. When you're virtuous, there's a sense of self-respect that comes from knowing that there are certain activities that are beneath you and you would not stoop to do them because you know they're harmful. So you benefit. And the people that you deal with, they benefit from the fact that you're not harming them. When you meditate, you're getting your mind under control. And as we're meditating tonight, we think of making our minds like a gift for Dan. When you give a gift, you want to give something that's clean and neat, well-wrapped. In other words, make your mind stay with one object, like the breath. If there's any random thoughts that go wandering off, you don't have to follow them. Just stay right here with the sensation of the breathing coming in and going out. If your mind does wander off, just come right back. If you catch it wandering off again, come back again. Each time you come back, reward yourself with a breath that feels especially good. So the mind becomes more and more inclined to want to come back. Because you realize this is your home. Settle with the body here in the present moment. You're not creating thought worlds to go wandering off, because they go off like bubbles. You get into a bubble, and as long as the bubble doesn't burst, you're okay. But when it bursts, you get dropped. But if you're here with the body, even though you drop the thought for a little bit, you're still right here. And you can fully inhabit the body here. When you do that, less greed, aversion, and delusion take over your mind. So your mind has fewer burdens. And there are fewer unskillful actions that are going to go out and bother the people around you. So here again, it's a kind of goodness that spreads around. to put your mind in good shape. Because the mind is our most important possession. We had that chant that's just now. One has to pass on, leaving everything behind. Well, what passes on is the mind. And the mind takes with it all the good and bad qualities it's developed. We don't usually think of ourselves as developing bad qualities. But if you allow the mind to wander off in bad habits, we're training it in that direction. And those things are going to follow us. The image the Buddha gives is of pulling a cart. A big old heavy cart. And the wheels obliterate whatever tracks you're trying to create. Whereas the good things that follow you are like your shadow. There's no weight at all. You don't have to take care of it. You don't have to pull it. It follows you around. So look after your mind. Give priority to your mind. And it begins with these three basic qualities. Mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Like right now you're keeping the breath in mind. Alertness, watching what you're doing. How is the breath right now? How is the mind right now? Are they staying together? Then ardency. If they're not staying together, try to bring them back. And then adjust the breath, adjust the body, adjust the mind. So they feel comfortable with one another. As I said, think of the breath filling the whole body. You breathe in, all the body's breathing. You breathe out, all the body's breathing. And your awareness is filling the body as well. Awareness filling the body, breath filling the body. Breath filling the awareness. When they're all together like this, then they get strong. Because one of our problems as we go through life is that our attention gets scattered out over here, over there. And many times there are things we know are right, know are wrong. But sometimes we don't, just don't have the energy to do the right thing or avoid the wrong thing. So here's one way of gathering your energy, charging your batteries. And if you tell yourself you've got lots of responsibilities you've got to think about, your number one responsibility is making sure your mind is in good shape. Because your mind gets overused. And even though you have responsibilities, the mind is not equal to them. So the mind does need its time to rest. It's like feeding the body. You work all day, and the time it's taken to takes to take a meal may seem like a waste. But if you don't feed the body, it's going to run out of energy. It's the same with the mind. The mind needs its time to be by itself, to look after itself. We can put its other responsibilities down, work on its mindfulness, work on its alertness. Then when you come out, the mind is stronger, ready to take on whatever it needs to take on. So meditating like this is not a selfish thing. Looking after your mind is not a selfish thing. Especially when you consider that the goodness of the mind, that's the kind of goodness and happiness that spreads around. You're creating a good mind state like this. You're creating a good current for the mind. You send that current to any other people. They pick up good energy from you. They may not know what's happened, but they benefit too. This is why the Buddha's teachings on happiness are so skillful. Looking for happiness in ways that have no boundaries, that don't create boundaries. Where your goodness is something you can share, your happiness is something you can share without limit. So think of getting your mind in good shape tonight. So it's a gift you can give to Dan. And be happy and you can be proud to give something really good. A lot of loose ends wandering all over the place. At the same time, this is for your own good, too. That's the best kind of goodness there is. You do good and everybody benefits. You find happiness in a responsible way, everybody gets happier as well.